Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special story of Master Sheyichyu, the Schus Yidid Navshi Moshe Rebbe Shemayt Zvashem Moshe Mordechai, Yidid Navshi Reb Chaim Shrek Shlita, Yidid Navshi Reb Shimshin Yitzchak Garber Shlita, Yidid Navshi Reb Yisrael Tzadok Forgash Shlita, they should have Bracha V'Hatzlacha V'chol Maaseh Yideihem. And as we come into the Shemitah year, so exciting, I thought that this year would be amazing if we were zeche to learn from the Sefer Shabbos Amoid B'Shvius Shel Moriv Rabbi Chaim Yishayahu Hadari Zichrono Livracha. And we will begin in Yirtzeh Hashem with the Maimer on Rosh Hashanah. The Rav wrote in very beautiful prose. So it's always kedai to see it inside. Omer Rav, chavivut miuchedet l'shvi'in. There's a special chavivus for sevens. The Medrash says, kol ha-shvi'in chaviv, all shevas, all sevens are chaviv. L'mala ha-shavua chaviv, v'artzah shvi'is chaviva, v'chein b'deres v'ovas, v'banum v'shanam shvi'is chaviva, v'yamim shavua chaviv, v'chadashim shvi'i chaviv. So we have the Maila of Sheva, we have the week is a seven, we have the seventh month, which is a very special month, Tishrei. Obviously the seventh year. So a lot has been said about the significance of seven. Ulam anu nimtza'im lemeidim al achiba yiteran odat leashkol ha-shviyot, kishechol ha-yom ha-echad, לחודש השביעי של השנה השביעית, ביום השביעי. But there's a special chavivus, obviously, when the first day of the seventh month, of the seventh year, falls out on Shabbos. So it was in Tavshin Lamed Gimel, Tavshin Mem, Tavshin Mem Zayin, Tavshin Samech Aleph. מהותם המתייחדת של מועדי הרגל בשביעית ומוזה בדרשת המחילתה יכול יסתרסו ממקומם. דרשה זו המתייחסת לבחינה חקלאית של החגים, אין לה שייכות לימים הנוראים של השמיטה, אולם מקום מקום יש להם ימים הנוראים, ייחוד בשנה השביעית, ייחוד הן בראשית השנה והן באחריתה. The Medrash has a havamina that since the holidays are connected to chaklaut, to agriculture, so during Shemitah, you don't have to keep them at those times, at those specific times, because there is no agriculture on the seventh year. We're not working the fields. So the Medrash says no. It has to remain as is. We have Pesach, we have Pesach, Shavuos, we have Shavuos, Sukkot, we have Sukkot. So we know that the Yomim Noraim aren't related to agriculture. However, there is uniqueness about the Yomim Noraim on the seventh year, both at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year. Erkei Malchuyot Zichronot V'Shofarot Mehavim Et Chut HaShedra HaHaguti Shel Rosh Hashanah. אם מתקדש שנת השמיטה, מתלווה לערכים אלו משנה עומק. We know that the spine of Rosh Hashanah is Malchi, Zichronos, and Shofaros. And as Shnas HaShemitah comes in, there is more depth to this, these concepts of Malchia, Zichronos, and Shofros. Achen הזיקה בין ראש השנה לשנה השביעית גלויה ברורה. עצם הקביעות של השנה בראשיתו ואחריתה, כי יחידת זמן שבה נוהגת השביעית, כבר מקיימת זיקה זו. אולם היחס הפנימי בין תכני ראש השנה והשביעית נבנה על גבי המסד העיוני שרקם מסביבי לענייני מלכויות, זיכרונות ושופרות. So, the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos is very clear. The very fact that Shavuos is based on Rosh Hashanah already shows us that meaning. Shavuos starts on Rosh Hashanah and it ends right before Rosh Hashanah. So it all revolves around Rosh Hashanah. But there's a deeper idea here that relates to Malchus, Achronus, and Shofus. It says in the Gemara, say Malchus in order that you should be mamlich me upon you. Say Malchus in order that you make me king over you. The Bala Ikrim explains, Mashi yastu lanu anshe kenesta gdola, בתפילת המוסף של ראש שנה גימל ברכות, שמריות זכנות ושופרות שהן כנגד גימל עיקרים, להעיר לב האדם, כי בהאמנת העיקרים הללו עם סעיפיהם ושורשיהם כפי מה שראוי, יזכה אדם בדינו לפני השם. ברכת מלכויות הוא כנגד עיקר מציאות השם, וכן ברכת זכרונות תורה על ההשגחה ועל השכר והעונש, וברכת שופרות היא לרמוז על העיקר השלישי שהוא תורה מן השם כידוע, V'yesif Albu says the three Ikrim. So he says, Malchus is connected to the Ikr of Metzius Hashem. God exists, he's the Melech. Zechroinos is connected to the Ikr of Schar Voinesh. That God remembers, and we get rewarded and punished accordingly. And Shofris is Torah Min HaShemayim. As we had a shofar at Matan Torah. Matan Torah was Bamso's shofar, Chazak, Kol Shofar, Chazak Me'od. Nikrayt Shofarot, Aval Kol Shofar, Bezulat Shofar, Lo Haya Me'olam, Velo Yehiye Ken Ad Zman HaGeula, Shisha Shetitparsem Torat Emet, Lefi HaOlam. Kanareh Shebekvot Rabbi Yosef Albu Halach Af HaMa'arsha Beperusho LeRosh Hashanah Lamed Bet. עמוד ב' וכן כתב במפורש גם בעל מותם משה בסימן תו זין על שהוסיף להביא בשמו של רבי דוד ויטל ממגורשי ספרד שאף סדר התקיעות השרת השת הרת ואף הפסוקים שאומרים לאחר התקיעות מקבילים לשלושת העקרונות של מלכויות, זכרונות ושופרות. So the Maharsha went in the same direct as Yosef Albo, Kenegad Zikrim, and so it's Mefurish, the Baal Mat Moshe. He brings the name of David Vital, who was from the Spanish exiles, that the Seder at Kios of Tidkia Shvaram Turatkia, Tidkia Shvaram Tidkia, Tidkia Turatkia, and the Psukim that we say after this Tidkias are also parallel to the three principles of Malchus, Achronus, and Shofris of Metzius Hashem, Schar V'Oinesh, and Torah Min HaShemayim. And so too, a little bit differently, write the great Rebbes of Chassidus. Usually it's not long, encompassing Doroshes, but rather, Imrot v'hagigim, these shorter, sharp, Hasidic sayings. There's a Sefer Nachalei Bina on Rosh Hashanah. There they have a lot of them from page Kuf Nun. But if you want to see long ma'arachas, long essays, you can look in the Sefer Ateres Rosh. ראי באתרת ראש, אני לא יודע אפילו מה זה. וביום טוב של ראש שנה תרסו לאדמו"רי המחב"ד, ובסידור שערי ציון, So you have the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah and Tafrei Samach Vav of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, 1906, in the Siddur Shari Tzion, and in the Rasisei Laila, page Lamed Vav. There's an amazing sefer, Chochmas HaMatzpun, which is on Chamisha Chumshei Torah and on the Moadim and the Regalim. So there they gather together the Ma'amarim of the great Baalei HaMusar. So there you also have discussions about Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. But if you want longer ideas, you have in the Michtav Neliyahu, second volume on page 71, and Shi'urei Das of Blach, one of my favorite Sfarim, Chelek Beis, Oirei V'Yishi, we've had many Shi'urim from the Oirei V'Yishi, Admaral of Chalap, and of course the Parad Yitzchak. You look in the Ma'amorim in the back, you look at the Maftech, you see Malchus, you could see where the Pachat Yitzchak talks about these Inyanim. Vav b'ketveh Rav Kuk, hadiyun hu sporadi. Never heard that word in Hebrew before. It's a sporadic discussion in Rav Kuk. And he talks about Malchus, but not in relationship to Rosh Hashanah, in relationship to Kiyum HaMitzvos, and his Olas Re'iyah on page Ches, page 46, in relationship to the Giluyim of the Bria, page 47, 160, B'yachas LeGiluy HaAsid. B'toch sugyot ha-malchiyot b'chlalam et yachid makom nechbad l'shabbat. שורש העניין בדרשת חזר, כבוד אלוקים מסתיר דבר, כבוד מלאכים חקור דבר. So it's also related to Shabbos. It says in the Pasuk that the honor of God is to hide it, the honor of kings is to investigate it. So Chazal tell us that from the beginning of the Sefer, from Bereishis until Vayechulu, כבוד אלוקים הסתיר דבר, that's hidden. Ma'aseh Bria is hidden. From here on in, from the parasha of Shabbos, we investigate it, chakor davar. ובפרשנותו של בעל השפת אמת, דברם on page 30, כשנגמר מעשה בראשית ביום השישי, ומלך עליהם, שנעשו כלי לקבל מלכותו יתברך שמו, אז חקור דבר, כי אדם הראשון קיבל עול מלכות שמיים על כל הברואים, ועתה נשאר זה בבני ישראל, וזה עצמו עניין השבת, שהוא התגלות מלכותו, ולכן אומרים, ישמחו במלכותך, שומרי שבת. בשבת קודש מתגלה מלכותו, שעקור ממנו. ולכן אומרים, ישמחו במלכותך, שעל ידי שאנחנו עבדי השם, יש לנו חלק בשפיטת המלך. So the same says, when Maaseh Bereishis finishes on the sixth day, God ruled over them. Chazal say, and the Shir HaShalom of the sixth day, it's Shir HaShalom is Hashem Malach, that's when God ruled over man. Then we became a kli to be mekabel Hashem's malchus. Then chakor davar. That is what we should be investigating. The malchus of Hashem. Because Adam Arishon was mekabel amalchus shemayim on all the bruin, as it says in Tanchuma, in Parshas Pekudei. And now, this Malchus Shamayim remains in the hands of the Jewish people. And that's the Inyan of Shabbos. Shabbos is the revelation of Hashem's Malchus. That's why, from Shabbos onwards, Chakor Davar, that you should investigate, because that's Malchus. So you should look into. The story of creation is a sod. That's Haster Davar, it's hidden. But Malchus is something we should look into. L'chein Omrim, that's why we say, Yismuchu B'malchut Chashom Rei Shabbat. Shabbos relates to Malchus. They rejoice in your Malchus, those who keep Shabbos. So on the Sfasemis in Bamidbar on page 15, and in Shmos on page 67, And Shabbos Kodesh, Hashem's Malchus is Mizgala, that it's revealed that everything is from Him. And therefore we say, Yismuchu v'malchuscha, that through the fact that we're Avdei Hashem, we have a chelek in the resting of the Melech. That's in the Sfas Emes and Dvarim, page 30, that I mentioned before. Olamam shel Yisrael ha-shovet, imelechet yitzira, kol melechtecha asuya, olama shel Shabbat malkita, olam shebo mitgale מלכות שמיים, כיוון שבו מתקיימת כוונתו של היוצר, ובו מתגלית בעלותו ועדנותו, אמר ונעשה רצונו. תוכנה של שמחת המלכויות בשבת מתייחס לענייני דיומה של ראש השנה בצורה מיוחדת. וכך היא הצעת דברים. The world of the Jewish people who rest from creation on Shabbos, כל מלאכת חסו, you have to look at on Shabbos, as if all of our work is done, the world of Shabbos, like the Rambam writes, Bo v'neitzei lekrat Shabbat ha-melech, Shabbos the king, Shabbos Malkasa. That's the world in which Malchus Shemayim is revealed. Because that's when God's intention is fulfilled. And that's when His bailus on the world, His adnus, His mastery over the world, is expressed. The content of the Simcha of Malchuyos and Shabbos relates to the Inyan Diyoma of Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, and Shabbos is Malchus. Rosh Hashanah we have the Brach of Malchuyos, and Shabbos is Malchus Yismuchu v'Malchutcha, Shomrei Shabbat. Minhag Kadumo, it's an old custom that's mentioned already in the Siddur HaGaonim, to say psukim relating to Shabbos for Shemoneh Esrei in Ma'ariv. So the Torah brings, there's a minhag to say, V'nohagim lomar v'shamru b'nei Yisrael v'chulei lomar shemishmeru Shabbat ein tzrichim shmirah v'gam ken me'en ha'geulah. So the Torah brings that the minhag is to say v'shomrei Yisrael es Shabbos, to say that if we keep Shabbos, we don't need Shmira, and that's me'ein geula. Shabbos is geula, me'ein lasid lavo. The Drisha asks, "Im kein lamanu umrim beregalim v'idaber v'yom kippurim rosh hashanah tikvu b'chodesh u'eprat shelo matzino b'shum posek v'efshar d'chashvin an leket tefila arichta v'kevan sheba la'azkir kedushat hayom." ועל כך צריך להזכיר קודם לכן מעין המאורע. ויש שמח לזה מיד הכתב הרשב"א, להתיר מה שהשם השמחיז בבית הכנסת כל תפילת ערבית ראש חודש, יעלה ויבוא. So the Torah explains that, what's the last brach of Shemoneh Esrei? השכיבנו, שומר עמו ישראל, הפרי סוכה שלם. So the pasuk of Shemoneh Yisrael, as a Shabbos, if we say that pasuk before Shemoneh Esrei, it's not a hefsek, because that's also talking about Shmira. And also it's about the Geula, so we have to be somech Geula l'tfila. And in the Berachas Kriya Shema we talk about Geula. So he doesn't have a problem with a hefsek, because it's Shmira and it's Geula, to say a Shabbos tikka pasuk before Shemoneh Esrei. So the Drisha says that works great for Shabbos, but what about in the Moedim? Where it's not related to Geula and Shmira. And in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we also say a pasuk. So maybe it's a tfila arichta. And before we dive in Shemoneh Esrei, we say Me'ena Ma'ora. We say something related to the Ma'ora. And the Rashba writes that the Shamash is allowed to announce in Shul before Tefillas Arvis of Rosh Chodesh. It's say Yalav Yavo. So here also, it's not a hefsek because it relates to the Moed. So this is Hachraza L'Inyano Shel Yom. So what pasuk do the Ashkenazim say on Lo Rosh Hashanah? Teku B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesel L'Yom Chagenu. גם אם הוא מן הכתובים, לעומת שאר המועדים שהפסוקים הם מן התורה. So this is from Ksuvim, this pasuk. Tiku b'chodesh shofar. The other מועדים we say, פסוקים from the Torah. The Sfaradim say, וביום שמחתכם ובמועדיכם, They read the Torah, the Kapasik. Roshei Chatzeichem, Mitkatem, Chatzoyis, Esal, Esecha, Maziv, Chai, Shalmeichem, Yulcham, Zikaron, Fnei Hashem, Elokeichem, Mini Hashem, Elokeichem. Vachem, Midrashat HaGemara, Ola, Shemikan, Binyan Av, the Izkur, Malchuyot, Nosaf, Zichronot, Utkiyot, Vua Pasuk, Shebo Nechtamim, Kol Shloshim, Apsukim, Malchuyot, Zichronot, Vishofarot. So this is the Pasuk that the Sfarim say, this is the Pasuk that tells us to say Malchuyos, in addition to the Zichronis and the Tkiyas. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the course in Rashi Bamidbar, Perek Yud Pasuk Yud. And this is the Pasuk which we conclude all the 30 Psukim of Malchiyah, Zichronis, and Shofus. It says in the Pasuk of Yom Simchaschem, the Sefri Darshan's Elu HaShabbatot. So that is the tefillah of Yismachu v'malchuscha Shomrei Shabbos. Of Yom Simchaschem is Shabbos, so Yismachu v'malchuscha Shomrei Shabbos. But we have a kasha, because why is Simchas Shabbos only mentioned b'skasya, in a hidden way? The Yom Simchaschem is Shabbos. Why don't we just say explicitly Shabbos is a happy day? Why is it b'derech remes? It says, "Uv Misayim Simchaschem, Uv Moadechem, Rosh Chodeshechem." So the fact that Shabbos is a Simcha Dikadei, it's not like a regal where it says "V'samachta b'chagecha." Shabbos is b'derech remes. Why is that? And why do we have this drasha dafka in the pasuk, which is the Binyan Av for Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, and includes all three Ikrei Amunah? Because we know that Malchus, this pasuk relates to Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, like we said from the Gemara, that this pasuk is a Binyan Av, the Zkur Malchuyot, in addition to Zichronos and Shofros. And we saw the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros relate to the three Ikrei Amunah of Torah Min HaShemayim and Schar V'Onesh. And Metzius Hashem. So I am Pachad Yitzchak Shabbos, Maimer Gimel, beautiful Maimer. Tshuvat ha'inyan b'kivshona shel machshevet ha'malchuyot b'mikra. Ha'idei ha'malchut Hashem ba'olam kvusha hi b'kese, b'itkasya. V'im ofiyah l'rishona b'lashon atid. Hashem yimloch le'olam va'ed. U'v'mechilta darshu, shim ayu Yisrael, אומרים בלשון הווה, השם מלך עולם ועד, לא הייתה שום אומה ולשון יכולה לשלוט בהם. פשיטה שאין כאן שאלה של ניסוח גרידה בין הווה לבין עתיד, אלא שאלה של נכונות העולם לתפוס את משמעות הרעיון של מלוכת השם. ישראל נכחו לדעת שעולם לא מוכשר עדיין לשמוע את הקריאה, השם מלך עולם ועד. לכן התייחסו על העתיד לבוא. השם מיים לוך. אכן, אם היו ישראל קוראים השם מלך, דהיינו שהאומות היו מגיעים כבר לדרגת ההכרה המתאימה, אזי לא הייתה כל אומה ולכון ולשון יכולה לשלוט בהם. לא מפני שיש בקריאה זו איזו סגולה או השבעה, אלא מפני שמשמעה היא הכרת הגויים בישראל כנושא רעיון המלוכה, ולאחר הכרה כזו, כיצד אפשר לשלוח יד בהם? We know that Malchus Hashem is בקסה, בקסה ליהם חגנו. Rosh Hashanah's Malchus Hashem is hidden. And the first time it appears is בלושין עוסיד, Hashem ימלוך לעולם ועד, in שמייס תסבב יתחס. And the Mechilta says how we said Hashem מלך עולם ועד, and not ימלוך, then nobody would have been able to touch us, because then the Goyim would have recognized that we are carrying the idea of God being king right here and now. So how can they start up with us? Vayen b'shem Yishmur b'Pesach Tafresh Ayin Zayin Mashu Amar B'zeh. Omnam kol od shelo higi ha'olam lemadrega shel kazu medabrim al meluchat Hashem b'itkasya b'seter v'lechem b'targum unkulus katav b'lashon ha'ove Hashem malchute ka'em le'alam ule'olmei almaya. So in Unculus, he writes it in Lashon Hove, that Hashem, your Malchus, stands forever and ever. It stands presently. So Bizgalia, in the revealed way, we have to relate the Melucha to Asid. Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Void. That's the Mikra. But in the Targum, which is Iskasya, in the hidden, so Mitachat Lepnei HaShetach, we have the true idea, and that's that God is king right now. Says the Heilige Be'er Moshe, the Ozher Ovir, in Dvarim on page 183, in the name of Chassidish, the sources of it, this is Yisrael, the Maggid, and others. Mevadai malchuto bakol mashala, ach shu derech achorayim, she'ein nera godel malchuto, abal hametargem pirish le'emet. So Vaday Hashem is Melech, but it's in a backdoor sort of way, in a hidden way. It's not evident. But the Metargem says the Emes. The Emes is right now he's king. And that's how we, in Davening, like the Rama brings, in Aleph Zion, other sources, Tzloise Davram, Chelek Aleph, page Reish Lamed Aleph, Reish Lamed Hey, in the Sefer Netiv Bina of Rabbi Yaakovson, the first volume, page 225. He was one of Rabbi Dari's teachers, Rabbi Yaakovson. So we know that in davening, we say, as Yashu Shir Sayam, we say Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vod, and we say Hashem Achasei Kamo Me'omaya, as we say the future, and then we say the present. So we're saying, not only is Hashem going to be Melech in the future, but already now he is, just in a hidden way. גם אם מתוק האור וטוב לעיניים לראות השמש, הרי האדם המסתכל בשמש בעין בלתי מזוינת עשוי להינזק משפע האור. So, we can't say Hashem Melech. Right now, the world wasn't ready because there has to be a framework in which the ideas can be actualized. We can't teach people ideas that they're not able to absorb. And they're going to be harmed. It's like too much light in the eyes can harm the eyes. Look in the Mora Nevuchim in the first volume, in the fifth parak, and in the 32nd parak. Hamashal b'shir ha'shirim השבעתי אתכם בנות ירושלים, אם תאירו ואם תתעוררו אתה הבת שתחפץ, מתפרש בספר האמונה ביטחון שמיוחס לרמב"ן, לא תאירו עצמכם, התעוררות אהבה עד שיהיה שם דבר הראוי, שיהיה התעוררות בזה על ידו. שתעשה חפץ על ידי הסיבה ההיא. אסור לעורר את האהבה כשאין לה עדיין חפץ, עד שתחפץ. In other words, there has to be some sort of חפצה, some sort of concrete object on which this is oiru, it's a schar. So don't be ma'ur yourself to ava until that thing in which you can love is present. There has to be something concrete there. So you can't talk about Malchus Hashem if it's still beiskasya, if it's still hidden. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is bakese liyom chagenu. Rosh Hashanah is a hidden day, because the Malchus Hashem in this world is hidden. As we stand now, so that relates both to Shabbos, the Malchus of Shabbos, obviously Shabbos is Malchus, and Rosh Hashanah. The very concept of Keseh is explained in Rashi and Tehillim, Perek Aleph, Yom Moed Kavua. The Rashi himself in the Gemara explains Chazal BaKeseh, Shehalevana Mitkasabo. So in Tehillim, Rashi says that Keseh is a set holiday. But Rashi in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Ches Amid Beis, Beitzah Tesayin Amid Aleph, Sanhedrin Yer Aleph Amid Beis, says differently. He says that the Levana is hiding. Rav Hirsch, in his commentary to Bereishis, Nam Aleph Aleph, writes, Keseh more al halchakat etzem v'ha'alamato me'ayin. Kiseh more al matza gavoa merumam et ha'ole ha'merumem et ha'ole alav. The word keseh with a hey, in the pasuk keseh m'chagenu, is the distancing and hiding of the matter from the eye. And that relates to the word share, which elevates the person higher. So that's keseh with an aleph and kiseh, keseh with a hey and kiseh with an aleph. That's Rav Hirsch and Bereishis. Rav Hirsch and Tehillim, in the 81st chapter, writes, that keseh is meramiz liyeshival kisei b'rosh shviyom rosh yom kisei v'chein gam keseh is a pasuk in Mishle. It says, "V'yom hakisei yavo beito." There, it's talking about a woman who sees a man in the streets. And she kisses him, and she says to him, "Come to my house, it's going to be amazing." You can read the psukim there. "Because my husband isn't home. He went on a long journey. He's taken a bag of money with him. On the appointed day, he will come home." So that's the Yom HaKisei. Yom HaMoed. On the appointed day. Took money to do business. And he's not coming back earlier, so you have nothing to worry about. That's what the woman says to the man. Rahman al-Itzlan. So, and that refers, she explains, that's the Yom HaKisei. V'gam Yom Ke'akam Gam Keseh Romzim Li'ishiva Al-Kisei B'Yom Rosh Hashanah Hayom HaMiyu'ad La'amid Neged Einenu Et Hashem Ki Yoshev Al-Kes Memshelet Olamo. So I don't know how it relates in context to the Yom HaKisei in Mishle, but he says that the kisei in this pasuk and the keseh allude to the fact that God sits on his throne on Rosh Hashanah, the day where it puts before our eyes the fact that Hashem is sitting on the throne of the kingship of the world. So the Makom HaKiseh, when God sits, is bekeseh, is hidden. Kiseh and keseh are related. So God's throne is hidden. Bekeseh liyom chagenu. The David Hashem Ori v'Yishi, Zeh Rosh Hashanah. Chazal tell us that the Oiri is Rosh Hashanah. The light is Rosh Hashanah. Ha'or ha'mofi aleinu b'Rosh Hashanah ha'gilui mibein kiplei ha'historia. שמדי שנה בשנה, בהתקדש יום טוב של ראש השנה, מתגלית מלוכת השם באור גדול יותר בעולם. Every year there is more of the light of God's kingship is revealed in the world. Like Rabbi Nachman says, that every year Hashem runs his world even better. וכנראה ביור דבריו, שבהתאם להתפתחות הקיימת בעולמנו, אף הנהגת העולם מתבהרת לנו מדי שנה ביור נגלה יותר. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Yitamru B'derech HaYitziah Me'etkas L'Etgaya. Every year, we have more and more clarity in the direction God is going. We see God as the author of history. We see how things develop. We see how everything comes together. And therefore, there's more and more light every Rosh Hashanah. So now we come back to the Hachrazat HaChag HaKlula B'Psuk U'V'Yom Simchatchem. Omnam Kem B'Glal Etkasya Shal Rayon HaMalchuyot. So that's why we're talking about Yom Simchaschem, it's Shabbos. Shabbos is Yismachu v'Malchus Hashem Rei Shabbos. The Pasuk can't say it explicitly, because the whole idea of Malchus is that it's hidden in this world. It's Biskasia, it's not Bizgalia. So too in the Pasuk, it's Biskasia, it's hidden. It's not Bizgalia. You have to find out, you have to look into the Medrash Aksuvim. And that's why, in this Pasuk, which relates to Malchus, Achronis, and Shofris, we have the hidden Malchus of Shabbos. Mishum kach, af yom ha-Shabbat, sheino etzem malchut shamayim, nitbarer le'el, v'yismchu malchus chasham ha-Shabbos, nizkar rak bedrashat ha-Sefri al ha-Pasuk ha-Kolel Malchiyot Zichronot v'Shofarot. Mikan af lashon atid, yismchu v'malchutcha, it's a future tense, bevo ha-idan shel Shabbat olamim, כשתתגלה מלכות שמיים, או אז תתפרץ שמחת המלכות, זו המקופלת הן בשבת, הן ביום הכסף, בהתגליה, בפשט ובהתפשטות. In the future it's going to be clear. It's no longer going to be כסף. The מלכות of Shabbos is going to be revealed, the מלכות of Rosh Hashanah is going to be revealed. In the future, ישמחו, the future. So the reading of this pasuk on the Lil Hachtara, what it's called in Chabad, which is mentioned famously by Rav Soloveitchik in his essay on Rosh Hashanah. So the fact that the Sfaradim say this pasuk, this is a mishelet atid, l'simchat etgalut malchut shamayim. We want malchut shamayim to be revealed in the future. So we say this pasuk about the hidden malchut shamayim. כשחל יום טוב של ראש השנה בשבת, נכפלת ומתגדלת השמחה של יום שמחתכם. שמחת היציאה מן הכסה לגלוי בגין השנה החדשה. ההנהגה החדשה ושמחת הגילוי של הממלכתיות השבתית. So it's ממש amazing when יום טוב ראש השנה falls out on Shabbos. So we have the יום שמחה שלכם of Shabbos, the hidden Malchus of Shabbos, and the hidden Malchus of Rosh Hashanah, which is becoming more and more revealed. Al Davar Hashem Ori, the Or is Rosh Hashanah. Every year there's more and more of a revelation of Malchus Shemayim. Yismachu v'malchus chashayim rei Shabbos. Shayim rei Shabbos, lashon of tzipia, of yichul, v'aviv shomar es hadover. He waited. Yaakov waited to see how the dreams were going to be revealed. Mishayim rim laboiker. Ayim b'teferet Shlomo b'chelek Aleph, page 195. B'sfat emet b'shmot b'amud 80. B'pri tzadik b'amidbar amud 14. So it's a lashon of waiting, anticipating. Yismachu v'malchus chashem rei Shabbos. We anticipate, especially on Rosh Hashanah shecholios b'Shabbos, we anticipate the ultimate revealing of Malchus Shemayim. They will be happy in the future. those who anticipated Shabbos, those who waited for Shabbos, those who were sofer miyachel liyom shekulo Shabbat. Ta'alich et galuta shel ha-malchut ha'idei shmirat Shabbat zocha le'teutza rabati b'shnat ha-Shabbat. So the process of the revealing of Malchus through Shmiras Shabbos is accelerated very greatly in the year of Shabbos in Shemitah. Chizayon ha-shvita ha-malchutit b'yimamat ha-Shabbat mitrachev u-mitpashet b'meshach shana tmima. This vision of the kingly resting on the day of Shabbos, which is among the days of work, the 6 days of work, and then comes the day of Shabbos, where God rests, where God's malchus is revealed. He doesn't work anymore, there's no more creation, and kiviyachol the world returns to Hashem. Hakol shav l'shorsho on Shabbos, like we see in the Svarim. That's the revelation of God's malchus. So that's expanded now, not only to the day of Shabbos, to a whole year of Shabbos. We have now 1 year of Shabbos of not working among the 6 years of working, just like the 1 day of resting on Shabbos among the 6 days of working. So it's amazing how in Shemitah we have a whole year of Shabbos. And Shemitah reveals that God's the king. Ki li kol ha'aretz, you're not allowed to work the land. That's what we do by not working. We show the earth belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's, as they say. Ki li ha'aretz, ki gerim etoshavim atem imadi. So on the seventh year, we're mafkir our fields. We sow the fields aren't ours. So too on the seventh day, we sow the world isn't ours. We don't work. The earth is God's and the world is God's. That's Shabbos and that's Shavuos. So when we're working, it's hidden. But on Shemitah, it's now revealed that the earth is God's. During the 6 years, it looks like the earth is ours. We're working the field. It's our field. I can take the fruit home. You can't touch it if it's mine. I can't touch it if it's yours. But on Shemitah, it's free for everybody because the land is God's, not ours. And even the money isn't ours. Yeah, a person has to be Moichel Choyvis. So, sweet friends, we still have a lot more to talk about and to fast meruba loy to fast. So it's not good to do too much at once. And already we've had a lot of beautiful insights. And Mitzvah Hashem, I hope we zoche to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.